Hello, beautiful people. It's day 16 of Napad Promo and day 16 of the Creativity X project. I am still feeling very poorly, so I'm not up to date with commenting on people's images, but I am commenting on them right now. Excuse me. Sorry, so I'm trying to catch up, despite being a little bit under the weather. So your assignment for today is S-curves. I would like you to find a photograph that uses an S-curve shape. So that could be a path, or it could be, I don't know, the edge of a guitar. S-curves quite often found in people. Anything you can find that has an S-curve, use that S-curve as preferably the main eye-catching element of the photograph. Use that to guide the eye around the picture and try to make sure it doesn't lead your eye out of the picture. That'll be a challenge. So yes, S-curves, no other restrictions on it today. Just find one, take an interesting picture of it, make sure it's composed nicely, something that you want to make sure, you know, you want to draw people's eye to the subject. And as usual, post it to Google+ and tag it with hashtag CreativityX. Big shout out to the people that have posted since the last time I gave out names, which was day 14. So, Rob and Georgina Allen, Rob and Mariandy Griffiths, Luke Moreau, Nancy Hayes, Jen Thorpe, Janelle Yates, Will Kay and Ginger Grant have all posted things. Thank you very much to everybody for joining in. I really appreciate it. I also have posted today a blog post about Adobe's new announcement that you will not be able to upgrade your version of Photoshop unless you have got the previous version. So in the past, you always were able to upgrade from any of the previous three versions of Photoshop. So if you wanted to upgrade to CS5, you could upgrade from CS4, CS3 or CS2. In the future, starting from now, if you want CS6, you will only be able to upgrade if you had CS5. If you have got any earlier version than that, you'll have to buy the full price version, which is in the UK £600, in America $800, so wildly expensive. I happen to think this is an absolute disaster for Adobe. I think Photoshop is very much the sacred cow there. It's the thing that is seen as making them very visible and making them a lot of money. And they are focused 100% on commercial sales of Photoshop. They are focused entirely on getting big businesses to buy the Creative Suite and pay thousands and thousands of pounds for it, and getting them to do that as often as possible. And I think in the process of what they've just announced, they are essentially kicking the consumers and the advanced amateurs like ourselves, to the curb. I think they're totally uninterested in sales to people like us. And what frustrates me is, if that's the case, you know, they provide Photoshop Elements, which is aimed at consumers, and it's, you know, it's rather the training wheels version of Photoshop, which is immediately going to put a lot of advanced amateurs off, because they don't want to feel like they're using a noddy version of anything. They want to feel like they're using the full version, powerful professional tool. But there is a lacking feature in Photoshop Elements that is absolutely critical, especially to somebody who is interested in having the quality of their images be the best possible, and that is 16-bit per channel images. Photoshop Elements is still only 8-bit, and as long as it remains 8-bit, it is not something I will use to produce my photographs with. It's as simple as that, because I want to have 16-bit per channel images, and I want to have the best quality I can possibly make them. So, excuse me, wheezing into your ear. So while they don't have 16-bit support in Photoshop Elements, I'm forced to keep buying full version Photoshop. I mean, I'm forced to buy it anyway because I'm a Photoshop trainer. And, inside baseball for a minute, this is very bad news for Photoshop trainers as well, because I can honestly say I don't think Photoshop is going to be as important as the marketplace in the future as it has been in the past. And so, you know, Photoshop training is going to be less desirable as well. I guess my next step is going to be to record some comparative reviews and tutorials using some much cheaper products. So that will be arriving on PhotoWalter very soon. Thank you very much for listening, guys. I will catch up with you all tomorrow, and hopefully I'll be feeling a little better. Although I will be in London tomorrow, so I may not be able to comment so much. So I'll keep you informed. All right. Bye-bye.